It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the show, we'll break down today's economic news about jobs and the stock exchange.
First, the heroin and opiate epidemic in Wisconsin is getting a lot of attention, and now one healthcare group is trying to address that problem. Citizen Action of Wisconsin is launching a campaign targeting young Wisconsinites for addiction screenings and interventions.
Robert Craig is here with us to talk about it. He's the executive director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
So what are you doing in this new program?
Well, as with anything in medicine, if you can prevent something or catch it early, it's a lot cheaper to treat, and it leads to a lot better results. So if you can avoid addictions, heroin and opiate addictions in the first place, or catch them very early, it's much better for the young person, and it saves a lot of money down the line. And so what we're launching in Wisconsin, there have been a lot of consumer activists, healthcare advocates that have been working on this, and there have been medical doctors that developed a model where you clearly have screening and brief intervention whenever the first indications arise for young people in their mid to late teens and early 20s. And if you can set it up so the schools are involved, parents are involved, it's clear to doctors and all the major healthcare systems, and very importantly that insurance will cover it, then you can catch things very early and prevent them from spinning out of control and make sure that when there is a serious situation, there's an assessment and there's an immediate referral to treatment. And so it's called screening and brief intervention and referral to treatment. So it's a little bit of a mouthful, but the idea is to prevent addictions before they really get started or early on, and then get people into appropriate treatment whenever necessary.
So are we screening kids for signs that they might be in a risk group, or that they've, you know, been in contact with people who have access to heroin and other opioids, or they've tried it for the first time? Where are we trying to intervene here?
It's just a whole list of different indicators that substance abuse may have begun. And at that point, if teachers and school health officials know, parents know, then there's a screening. And once you're a screening, you determine whether there needs to be a brief intervention and a referral to treatment, or maybe the screening will determine there's no problem there. And then for how serious the intervention and treatment is depends on how serious the problem is. And so it needs to be a clear model where everyone knows what to do. The problem is that there are all these different approaches out there. There's not good information. Parents don't know. And then there's a real problem with whether insurance is going to cover it or not. The state's Badger Care program, Medicaid, has covered this since 2008, which is not always well known, but the insurance companies are all over the map, and it may be very hard for parents or school officials to figure it out in which time a situation is spiraling out of control. So it really is looking at early indicators and getting every kid who seems to be at risk, who might be having a problem, young adults and teenagers, to a screening. And so then you go from there based on how the screening turns out.
And is anything like this being done in Wisconsin schools or doctors' offices already?
Yes, there are a number of schools participating in this already. There are a number of medical professionals. In fact, the model was developed in Madison by medical professionals. What's lacking is where it's clear and uniform, so that every school official, parents know what to do. And so the problem is that a lot of times, and this happens later in addiction as well, there just isn't clear enough protocol as to what to do and what the next step should be, or clarity in it being paid for. Obviously, it's very important to a family that their insurance cover it. Otherwise, treatment can get very expensive, as you know. So it's not. There's a lot of very good experimentation that's gone on. We're at the point, because Wisconsin's one of five states that are part of this project, where it just needs to be very systematic, and there needs to be a lot of advocacy to make sure that every entity in the supply chain, doctors, hospitals, insurance companies, schools, and parents are on the same page and it's clear what to do.
You mentioned Wisconsin's one of five states being supported by national groups in doing this. Why Wisconsin?
Partly because there's been a lot of innovation here. In fact, a doctor in Madison is one of the major, Dr. Richard Brown is one of the major leaders in developing this whole medical model. There are a number of advocacy groups that have already been involved in promoting this model. In addition, as a lot of your listeners know, Wisconsin has a tradition of being very innovative on healthcare coverage and in terms of healthcare delivery. And so it's considered by national people a good place to develop this model. But the idea is to establish this clearly in Wisconsin and the other early adopter states, and then make it a national model for the whole country.
Is this still something that you need to try it, pilot it in a few states, and really see if it works? Do we have enough track record to know this is going to work, or are we still in the research stages here?
we know it works from the standpoint that if the model is implemented, that it works quite well, that it leads to good decisions about screening, good decisions about what kind of treatment might be needed, and also, you know, obviously being covered by insurance. The issue is simply that not enough people know what to do, and different schools, different doctors, different hospitals, different insurance companies are all over the map. So it's we're to the point where it needs to be systematized, where there's really good public education, where there is good advocacy to make sure that all the different key players are on the same page. And this is the problem with our healthcare system, as you know, Rob, lack of alignment. The doctors and the hospitals, the insurance companies, the schools have to all be on the same page to make this work. So that's what this experiment is, to create a working system so that every kid who shows signs of early substance abuse or being at risk for it gets a screening, and then we go from there. That would greatly reduce the impact. Once you have a serious addiction, which is something we have to work on as well, it becomes much more difficult. It's like allowing more cancers to occur where we could prevent them early on in the early stages.
Once this trial period is done, you said getting the insurance companies all in line on this, would it take a state mandate, a legislative mandate, to require insurance companies to provide care for this kind of screening and subsequent treatment?
That's a really good question. We're not absolutely sure. We actually think that it may well be possible because it saves the insurance companies money, and because new federal rules are coming in on mental health parity, that it may be possible to do this simply through organizing and advocacy and working with the insurance companies. But if a lot of them still won't do it, then it might well require state legislation or at least rulemaking. But at this point, we're hopeful that it would not, that this could be done simply through working with doctors, hospitals, and the insurance companies directly and showing the benefits of this to them.
There's been a lot of legislation we've talked about on this show this year related to heroin addiction. A lot of it is keeping prescription opioids out of the hands of people who could abuse them. A lot of it is on treating people who are already addicted. Are you trying to fill a gap between those two points here?
Yes. Obviously, they have to be related. I mean, just as I said, we need alignment as to how we deal with all of these early cases where there might be a sign that a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old kid may be having a problem. That has to be aligned with efforts to prevent prescription opiates from getting into people's hands, because that's the gateway, and then heroin is cheaper, so that's what leads people to go to heroin. And also, you need a much better system for treatment for people who are already addicted, which is also a major problem. So those need to be aligned as well. But the niche we're looking at here, which is the one that could actually prevent the most cases, is having a screening of all kids, that young adults and teenagers that show any kind of the signs that they may be becoming addicted to a substance, to an opiate, then a brief intervention, depending on how the screening turns out, and then a referral to treatment. And then, of course, once they're referred to treatment, we need to make sure that the treatment is paid for, that families can get health insurance coverage for it or Medicaid coverage, depending on the family.
Do you see this model of this widespread screening and then treatment as needed, something you could export beyond opioids and heroin to other elements of health?
Absolutely. This is the way healthcare needs to go in the United States. We have a very high quality system in terms of specialty care. We don't do nearly as good job as we need to with prevention and management of diseases. And so this is exactly the kind of...
I think we've lost Robert Craig there. Robert?
Oh. I'm still here.
Okay. So you were wrapping up the idea of exporting this screening and prevention to other areas of health.
Yeah, I just think it's exactly the way healthcare needs to go in this country if we're going to increase the quality of healthcare and control its cost. That prevention is much cheaper than treating a problem once it's very serious. And so if we're going to have an affordable healthcare system and a high-quality healthcare system, this is exactly the kind of reform we need to undertake across the whole healthcare system. That's how we see it. We see this as the opening of much broader reforms in the way we deliver healthcare, both in Wisconsin and the United States.
Robert, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Robert Craig. He's Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin.